We'll begin this morning by reading one of Shinran's Wasan hymns. This particular Wasan expresses Shinran's deep self-reflection, his deep understanding of himself. Shinran Shonin no Shouzo Matsuwasan kara gosandai o itadakimasu. Kono gowasan wa Shinran Shonin wa jibun ni taishite no rikai ni tsuite nobite arimasu. I invite you to join me in gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. Lacking even small love and small compassion, I cannot hope to benefit sentient beings. Were it not for the ship of Amida's vow, how could I cross the ocean of painful existence? Shōji shōhi mo naki mi nite, ujō ryaku wa omou maji, nyōrai no gansen ima sazu wa kukai o ikade ka wataru beki to namandavutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. I hope that you've all been enjoying good health. Has anybody caught the flu or had any illness lately? Most people are nodding or are shaking their heads no, so that's very good. Those of you who read the Temple newsletter, I talked a little bit about how our family had been sick for about, let's just say from mid-December to mid-January, and we sort of enjoyed about 2 weeks of good health. And then yesterday I got a text from my wife saying that our son, Shoma, the youngest one, had a fever again. And so he was a bit fussy last night. He's feeling a little better this morning, but last night he was a little bit fussy throughout the night. And at one point I remember hearing him snoring, and I thought, this is the sweetest sound, because he's out cold now. まあ、昨日、まあ、息子さんはあしばらく、まあ、2人が交代交代で咳を出したり風邪をひいたりしてるんですけど、まあ、ようやくみんな1週間2週間ぐらい健康になってから、また昨日から次男がちょっと熱が出て、まあ、今日はちょっとマシになってるんですけど、昨日の夜中ちょっとグズグズしててました。で、まあ、夜中にその響きを、一時的な響きを聞いたら、本当に安心したって、ああ、ぐっすり寝てるから、まあ、早く元気になりますようにと思いました。And as I was listening to his snoring, I listened for just a few minutes and I fell right back to sleep. And I thought, my ears have changed over the years since I became a parent. 親になったら耳が変えたなと思いました。I have a couple of good friends who are expecting their first baby. I visited them a few weeks ago when I was passing through Seattle. And we were out at a restaurant and there was a baby crying in the corner. And I immediately, sort of looked over and I said, that's coming for you. And they said, oh, I didn't even hear that. I didn't even notice that until you pointed it out.まあ、私の友達が今度から一人目の子供が生まれるんですけど、この前吉にしこじをしたら、そのレストランの中に赤ちゃんが泣いたら、あなたたちがそれが待ってるよと私が言いました。で、あ、私たち全然気づいてないんですね。
So when one becomes a parent, one's way of hearing changes, right? You respond to the sounds of crying children or the sound of a child snoring can be very soothing and put you right back to sleep. I remember it was very different for me when I was a college student. I had a roommate who was a terrific snorer. People could hear him from the room next door snoring.
まあ、私大学生の時に一人のルームメイトがすごい響きを書いて、その隣の部屋からも聞けるような響きでした。
Does anyone know someone who snores like that?
そういう響きを書ける人はいますか?
So, and the way of hearing that, it changes our way of responding to people who, if it's, just your roommate, you don't always get to choose your roommate, you don't always necessarily like your roommate. And so if that person is snoring, it can be really kind of frustrating. maybe a little irritating. But if it's your own child who's snoring, oh, it's the sweetest sound in the world. It's like a Mozart symphony, right?
ルームメイトとかそんなに好まない人だったら響きは本当に嫌な音ですね。
でも自分の赤ちゃんだったらもうそれ以上綺麗な音はないですね。本当に心が落ち着いて、ああ、よかったですね。 So the Buddha says there are different kinds of compassion, different kinds of affection, love, and kindness that we show for people.
仏様の御教えは、慈悲は一つじゃなくて、いくつかの慈悲の種類があるんですね。その親切さは。
First, he talks about small compassion. This is compassion for other people, particularly people we like, people we love, our family members, our close friends, people who we're nice to because we like them so much.
まあこの小さい慈悲というのは好きな人に対しての親切さ。
私があなたが好きだから優しくしてあげるということは自然に出てくるんですね。This is very easy, isn't it? 簡単ですね。こういう好きな人に優しくしてあげる時はですね。Think
about a couple who's just starting to date. When if you think back to if you've been in a friendship or relationship, when you just start to get to know someone who you really like, you're so kind to them. It just comes naturally.
まあ付き合いが始まった頃とか。 恋人と、まあ本当に優しくしてあげますね。自然に優しくしてあげますね。And
then the Buddha says there's another kind. It's called medium compassion. Medium compassion. That's when you're nice to people because you know you should be nice to them.
そして中悲というのはやっぱり優しくしてあげないとと分かる時はそれが中悲ですね。
So it doesn't come naturally. You know, sometimes you're in a such situation where, oh, this person's driving me nuts. This person's making my life very difficult. But I know that I should be patient with them. I know I should be kind to this person. And so you do your best. You practice kindness. And that's from an understanding of the Buddha's teaching, an understanding of the Dharma, that you know that if you're nice to people, everything's going to go a lot smoother.
して、まあ、中悲というのは、やっぱり、こういうみんな、お互いに助け合いながら、ちょっと、まあ、我慢して、こういう、まあ、忍耐を持って、一緒にお互いに、助け合いながら、やっぱり、あとはスムーズになるから、じゃあ、優しくしてあげよう。ちょっと、この人は、あまり機嫌が良くないけど、やっぱりしてあげ、優しくしてあげないと、ということですね。これは仏法を聞いて、
Then finally we hear about great compassion. Great compassion.
This
is to be kind without needing any particular reason. To be kind to anyone. For no, without a reason. People you like, people you hate, people you don't even know.
こういう好きな人と嫌いな人とどうでもいいと、みんなに慈悲を与えて、みんなに優しくしてあげるですね。Yesterday,
I had the opportunity to spend some time with some youth leaders, junior YBA, high school-aged leaders from all over the BCA. There was a seminar over at the Jodo Shinshu Center, and I did a little exercise with them where I asked them to, this is a traditional Buddhist practice of, we say, sending good feelings or loving kindness to people. And I said, begin with someone you like. Then move on to someone who you're indifferent to. Maybe someone you see on the street or, you know, some random person. Someone you know, there's that guy or there's that woman, but not someone specifically. And then finally, challenge them to send the feelings of loving kindness to someone who they gives them a hard time, who they have a difficult time with. I mean, these are high school students. They probably have a lot of people who they get frustrated with in their daily lives. And so we did this exercise, and at the end I asked them, which was the most difficult? And a very interesting response. One of the young men said, the neutral person, the random person, was the hardest.
There's a kind of saying that the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. That someone to whom you have no connection for, it's very difficult to feel something for them. And to be able to extend that great compassion to all beings, that's the compassion of a Buddha. A Buddha is able to do that great compassion. A bodhisattva, a truly enlightened being, has those feelings of kindness and love for everyone. They see someone walking down the street and they're just as concerned for them as they are for their own mother, their own son.
して、先日、昨日、こう高校生の仲間と勉強会というか、一日のセミナーがあって、私はそこで参加して、子どもたちと一緒に一つのアクティビティをして、こういう好きな人に優しい気持ちを与えて、またはどうでもいい人、または最後は嫌いな人に優しい気持ちを与えようとすれば、で聞いたらどっちが難しいと聞いたらそのどうでもいい人が一番難しかったそうですというのは嫌いな人と好きな人は一応何かのつながりがあるでもどうでもいい人は最も難しいでこういう好きな人でも嫌いな人でもどうでもいい人はに優しい気持ちこういう慈悲を与えるのは仏様ということですねブッダ菩薩というお心ですね
So Shinran took this teaching very seriously. Shinran took this teaching very seriously. And he said in his teachings, he said, lacking even small love and small compassion. He said, even the most basic compassion, I can't pull it off. I'm not doing it.
Shinran Shonin, shōji shōhi mo nakimi. 自分はこういう自分の妻でも怒ってしまう。自分の子でもでもイライラする。
You know, to get angry with your own children. You know, to get frustrated with your wife, your husband, your parents who care for you, who do so much for you, and still we get angry. I think I have that experience all the time. And Shinran says, me too, I'm like that. I'm actually not a Buddha yet. I'm not a Buddha yet. I'm just like all of you. I get angry with my family members. I get angry with the peopleTo whom it should be most easy for me to feel kindness and compassion.
まあ、最も簡単に優しくしてあげるべきな人でさえ私が怒ってしまうと親鸞聖人がおっしゃるので、じゃあ全ての衆生を救うことはそれはまずないですね。
So Shinran says, I cannot hope to benefit sentient beings. I can't benefit everybody if I can't even be kind to my own family members.And so, what does he do? He doesn't give up, rather he turns to the Buddha.
でもここで諦めるんじゃなくて仏様に向かえていくですね。
He says, were it not for the ship of Amida's vow, how could I cross the ocean of painful existence?
阿弥陀如来の願船がなければ、阿弥陀如来の願いの船がなければ、私どうやらこの苦しみの海を渡ることがあるかとか、とおっしゃるんですね。
So, Shinran Shonin boards the ship of Amida's vow. What does that mean to board the ship of Amida's vow and be carried across the other shore?
この岩船に乗って、こういう苦しみの海を渡るの、どういうことですね。
In our tradition, we have a saying, it's a Chinese expression, 学仏大貧心、仏様の、多い、大慈悲の心を学ぶ。ということですね。We say to emulate, to copy, to study the heart of the great compassionate heart of the Buddha. Does anyone here do any traditional Japanese arts like flower arranging, calligraphy, martial arts, even shigin, all of these arts? You know, how do you learn in the traditional Japanese Buddhist way? You learn by copying your teacher, right?You start out, you copy again and again. You watch your teacher and you do just as your teacher does. It's the same way in the Buddhist teaching. We look to the Buddha and we emulate. We copy the Buddha. We try to do as the Buddha does. And it's not always easy. We don't do it perfectly, right?
まあ、完璧にできることはないですね。この仏様の慈悲を学ぶ。
仏様の慈悲を真似にするのは私が楽に簡単にできませんね。
But in that copying, that emulating, it stops becoming about me and what I can do, and becomes about the great compassion of the Buddha working in my life.
まあこういう仏様のお心を真似すると、自分ができることに限ってはなくて、仏様の大慈悲の働きが私の人生を通して働くことですね。
Today we remember many loved ones who are listed in our Shotsuki registry, those who have passed away in the month of February. And we remember them as Buddhas. We remember the lives they lived. And we think about all the kindness that they showed to us. For them, it may have seemed very natural to care for us. But for us, as the recipients of that, it's nothing short of miraculous that we were able to be raised up by such kind parents, cared for by a kind spouse, a good friend, a family member, who took such good care of us. To meet someone like that is a rare and precious encounter. And for us, that is an encounter with a Buddha. A Buddha, now as we remember them and we remember how kind they were to us, we try to practice that kindness to the people around us. And in that way, we are emulating the kindness of the Buddha. And the Nembutsu that worked through them in their lives continues to work through us in our lives.
こういう先方者が私たちにいろいろしてやっていただいて、優しくしていただいた、教えていただいたことはたくさんあったんですね。そのように、じゃあ私が次の世代に伝えよう。前の人に同じように優しくしてあげようと、お気持ちを持って暮らしたら、まあそのお父さんのように、こういう頑張ることはできないんですけど、お母さんのように耐え忍んで優しくしてあげることはなかなかできないんですけど、真似をしよう。真似をしたら、私、限ってる私じゃなくて、こういう仏様となったお母さん、阿弥陀如来と一つとなったお母さん、その働きが私を通してこの周りに届くということですね。
This is the meaning of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, to receive the great compassion working in our lives and then to share it with others.
これは Namo Amida Butsu の念仏ですね。大悲が私の人生に動いていることをいただいて、周りに伝えようとするんですね。
We can't do it perfectly through our own efforts, but in this emulation, copying the Buddha works through us.
私の力でなかなかできることはないんですけど、真似をすることによって、その仏様の慈悲が私を通して働いてみんなに届くことがあります。
I thank you for gathering here this morning to remember your loved ones and to comfort each other as we observe this morning's Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial Service.
皆さんは今日一緒にここに集まって、お互いに助け合いながら、Shotsuki Hoyo を言衆することは誠にありがたいことでございます。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナモアミダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。